move along to repeat offenders, agenda item number 12. Sergeant Miller. Sergeant, were you sworn in earlier this morning? Let me do that, if you would, please. Do you hereby swear to give the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Thank you, sir, very much. Please state your name for the record.
First Sergeant Christopher Miller.
Thank you. Please proceed. We have repeat offenders on the agenda.
Do you have anybody in particular that you would like to hear from?
Well, I believe Mr. Kenneth Wayne Jenkins is number one.
Okay. Well, Kenneth Wayne Jenkins and Daniel Thomas West, they were companion cases. I didn't know if you wanted to hear them both at the same time. They actually were together.
That sounds like a perfectly reasonable way of doing it.
I'll do one and then the other. How about that?
All right. Well, if you would here, let's proceed here. These are brought to the commission under code section 28.2528.
Okay. This would be Kenneth Wayne Jenkins, VMRC ID 3307, resides at 2181 Cook's Landing Road, Hayes, Virginia, 23072. The summary, charges filed in York County on April 2013 for unlawfully dredging oysters in York River on the 3rd of April 2013. There were three charges on there, and I'll just read all three. First charge was 18.2-95, steal oysters from any oyster planting ground as defined in 28.2-560, valued at $200 or more and belonging to York River Holding, Oyster Holding, LLC, unclassified felony. Charge 2, 28.2-516, have on board a boat, a dredge, or equipment normally used for dredging oysters without a license or permit to dredge. Class 6 felony. Last charge, 28.2-517. Dredge on oyster planting ground that has not been properly designated and marked in accordance with 28.2-607. Class 3 misdemeanor. Convicted in circuit court in York County on the 27th of March, 2014, of all charges as written. Sentences is pending and scheduled for the 14th of August, 2014. Would you like to hear the previous convictions?
No, I don't believe that's necessary.
Okay. Daniel Thomas West, VMRC ID 4145, resides at 2261 Perrin Plantation Lane, Achilles, Virginia, 23001. Summary, like I said before, these were companion cases. They were on the boat together at the same time. So they have roughly the same charges, but I'll reiterate those again. Charles, charges filed in York County, April 2013, for unlawfully dredging oysters in York River on the 3rd of April 2013. First charge is 18.2-95. Steal oysters from an oyster planting ground as defined in 28.2-560, valued at $200 or more and belonging to York River Oyster Holding, LLC, unclassified felony. Charge 2, 28.2-516. Have on board a boat, a dredge, or equipment normally used for dredging oysters without a license or permit to dredge. Class 6 felony. 28.2-517. Dredge on oyster planting ground that has not been properly designated and marked in accordance with 28.2-607. Class 3 misdemeanor. Convicted in Circuit Court of York County on the 27th of March, 2014, of all charges as written, sentences is pending and is scheduled for the 14th of August, 2014.
Sergeant Miller, do you have any details here on the actual offenses that were committed, as in like where these occurred on April 3rd of 2013?
It was just above the Coleman Bridge. It was up on the York County side of the York River. It was just before you got to Indian Fields Creek. Their ground was on the inside, which was closest to the county of York, or the Parkway. But actually, the York River Holdings was on the outside of it. And they were, I can't remember the distance, but it was a good ways inshore, being on Kevin Wade's ground. I mean, this was initiated by someone who called in. They called Captain Green. When they called Captain Green, he happened to call myself and Officer Head. We were shortly there. We were in the area. We were there probably within 15, 20 minutes. And, of course, we found them and actually observed them at that time, actually harvesting the oysters. They probably had, conservatively speaking, probably 20 bushels, but less than 30. It was just hard to tell because on private oyster grounds, they're loose in a loose pile, so we didn't really have to see anything. They didn't have in bushel baskets or anything, but they ended up having in a loose pile. But those oysters were returned to the area where it came from.
What were their attitudes at the time?
Were
they abusive at all, verbally?
Not verbally abusive. Mr. Jenkins was highly agitated. Each time we tried to pull away to call engineering, he would bring his boat to try to ram us. It looked like he was trying to ram us, but I was on the helm. Officer Head was on the phone. I just kept maneuvering away from him. Mr. West, he was polite, cordial, answered all of our questions. Never had a problem with him, but Mr. Jenkins was he was highly agitated.
Were they in the same vessel?
They were in the same vessel.
Okay. Terrific. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedra.
How old are these people?
Let's see. Mr. West was born September 27th of 1973. And Mr. Jenkins is a tad bit older. August 6th, 1944.
Thank you.
Which he was the more highly agitated one.
Any other questions from the commission? These are 528.2528 cases, and these do not require a public notice or the offenders to appear. They had their day in court. They were convicted. 28.2-528 requires a commission decision to revoke for a minimum of 6 months and a maximum of 2 years. Effective date is from the date of conviction, which in this case would be March 27th of 2014. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
It says that they were convicted in circuit court and sentencing is pending and scheduled. So sentencing according to the court, and was there any anticipation of what that might be? What are the boundaries they could be sentenced?
They can't appeal it, because it's already been to circuit court.
Okay.
And they waited past that time limit to do so. The reason why the sentencing hasn't occurred is they keep continuing it. And they keep continuing it to go later and later is what my belief is.
I see.
So we won't know again until August what that determination is going to be. But I'm not exactly sure what the penalty is going to be.
Okay.
Mr. Zedar.
I can respond to that. The grand larceny charge carries up to 20 years in penitentiary and or $2,500 fine, either or both. But typically what happens in circuit court today is they probably ordered a pre-sentence report, and then that's a background social history, if you will, and it'll consider all the prior convictions, and then there's sentencing guidelines in Virginia that you look at, and it's a numbered system, and whatever the range is, that's what the judge will usually impose. The misdemeanor is a Class 3, usually a fine. Class 1, was one of them a Class 1?
It was a Class 3.
It's just class three. That's just usually a fine, up to like $500 or something like that. But the felony is a real one to kicker. But in these kind of cases, court don't get too excited about them because, there's murderers and drug addicts and all that kind of stuff. So probably on a first felony conviction, you're looking at probation, some kind of like a suspended sentence, like 12 months or, 5 years or something like that, and suspended condition on, being a good behavior and stuff like that.
And the matter before the commission is license revocation, license sanctions. So,
and by the code we're using, we must revoke their license. So our question is whether it's going to be anywhere from 6 months to 2 years.
2 years is the maximum.
To revoke their license by code. We have to come up with the length of time. And staff recommendation is 1 year for each of these. Am I reading this correct? I mean, did Mr. West be convicted? Has he been convicted of another oyster violation since this?
Yes, sir.
So even since this, he's been caught and convicted again.
Shortly after, like a week after. That was in the city of Pinkerton.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought I was reading.
Can we hear from the Mr. West and
I don't believe that they're present. There was no notification given. 28.2-528 does not require a public hearing. It does not require the offenders to be present. This is 528 requires the commission to act. Our Office of Attorney General has advised us that their due process notice has been their date in court. And Mr. Kugelman has advised us on that on several occasions, that this is the methodology we can use, and it's perfectly legitimate and authorized under the Code of Virginia.
Trust me, I agree with it. I'm just wondering if they were here to actually, you know, to listen to what the reasoning would be. I certainly agree that this is egregious, and we should work within the bounds we have, but I just wanted to hear what they had to say.
Is Mr. Kenneth Wing Jenkins or Daniel T. West in the room here? They're not here.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. So the matter is before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
We've been dealing with these similar cases from failure to report, mandatory reporting, all the way to public health violations and such. And now we come into grand larceny, as we understand, and people that are stealing oysters, knowingly stealing oysters. And in my opinion, it's a bad reputation for the entire industry and the people that are out there doing it properly. I think it sets a bad precedent for the industry. It's a slap in the face to this administration. What we just heard about a report of the largest oyster harvest we've had in 27 years, and this commission, what staff tries to do in law enforcement, I think a minimum of 1 year, if not 2 years, of revocation is appropriate for both Mr. West and Mr. Jenkins.
Anyone else?
I guess,
Dr. Neal.
Yeah, the whatever we decide, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, it's part of it's already been it's from the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
It goes back to March, so it'll be you'll subtract a half a year right off the bat, or 4 or 5 months like that.
Mr. Zeter.
I think it's important for this commission to let the industry know out there that we're serious about these charges. And this gentleman who happens to go out and get another conviction after or while he's got a pending charges, you got to send him a message. And I would move that both of these guys get suspended for 2 years.
That's a motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion on the matter? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously. It's a 2-year suspension effective March 27th, 2014 for Mr. Kenneth Wayne Jenkins and Mr. Daniel T. West. Thank you, Sergeant Miller. We have two other cases. Thank you.
These are also companion cases, and this was also done by the special.
One second here before we move forward. These are matters. These gentlemen are brought before the commission, and they've been summoned to appear before the commission on a different code section, 28.2-232. This is not an automatic revocation of 6 to 12 months. The commission has the discretion. These were brought because these were not necessarily, per se, solely oyster violations. Please proceed, Sergeant Miller.
Yes, sir. These two individuals were also companion cases. They were on the same, I'm assuming they were together as far as being on the same boat. I'm not at liberty to be able to tell you that. But I would start with Mr. Earl J. Gautreaux III, VMRC ID 008398, resides at 2423 Jacklin Drive, apartment number 702, Hayes, Virginia, 23072. The summary of charges and disposition. On February 21st, 2014, this was the violations. He had three different charges. The charge number one was no 2014 VMRC oyster shucking license 4VAC20-1090-30. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $100. Cost was $25. Second charge, no certificate of inspection to operate an oyster shucking establishment, 12 VAC 5-150-20. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $100. Cost was $86. Third charge, unlawfully fish without a valid 2014 VMRC commercial license, fishing license, 4 VAC 20-610-30. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. Fine was $100. Cost was $96. On March 19, 2014, he was charged again. He went to court on the same dates. First charge was unlawfully commercial fishing without a valid 2014 VMRC commercial registration, 4 VAC 20-610-30. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $500 with $400 suspended. 3 years probation, unsupervised, cost was $25. The second charge, no valid 2014 VMRC oyster shucking license, 4 VAC 20-1090-30. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $2,500 with $2,400 of the fine suspended, 3 years probation, unsupervised, 12 months in jail, suspended. The cost was $25. Third, operate establishment to shuck oysters without certification or inspection by State Health Commission, 12 VAC 5-150-20. He was convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $500 with $400 suspended, 3 years probation unsupervised. Cost was $25.
Thank you, Sergeant Miller. Do you have some details here on how these charges came to be?
I think law enforcement, I don't know if it came through law enforcement, it came through the special investigative unit, was getting a lot of complaints about somebody doing some unlawful shucking and selling of oysters, the bootlegging of oysters. They had no idea how vast and wide that this was. From what I understand, it was up to 70 customers that these two individuals were servicing at the time. I know that the investigative unit went undercover. As they went undercover, one portrayed as a father and son, I believe is the way they did this. And they kept saying that they needed to get some oysters for a hunting club party. And once they did that, they kept going and buying on several different occasions from Mr. Gautreau and Mr. Willie Jenkins.
Okay, the conviction dates were June 26th of 2014. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zetron.
Can you tell us a little bit about the conduct towards the officers?
I wasn't part of the investigation. I was there during the arrest. Far as I know, they were cooperative. I think they were helpful. I know that they did a plea agreement also with this, so I think some things were dismissed or nullprost while they agreed to whatever the attorneys got there. You know, they got there and they had a little bit of an agreement on what they were going to plead guilty to.
Okay, one more question. I understand on page 3 of the report that this gentleman's commercial license was revoked for 24 months on 9/24/2013, and after that he received additional convictions. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. No more questions.
The questions of Sergeant Miller. Mr. Gautreau, if you please come forward here. I need to swear you in here. Do you swear that the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please take the microphone here. State your name for the record.
Earl Joseph Gautreau III.
Simple question. What happened here, Mr. Gautreau?
I don't really know. I just, I guess got tangled up in a little something and escalated a little teeny bit and talking about how my license was already revoked. I don't know. The other two gentlemen on that day that they were revoked was with me. They ended up getting their card back in January. Mine wasn't reinstated because I didn't have the money. I mean, maybe that tempted me to do what I done, I don't know. I mean, is it right they got theirs back and I didn't get mine because of $1,700?
As I recall, Mr. Gautreau, your license was suspended last fall because you had pleaded guilty in court.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation, which is revocation for the period of 2 years.
Second.
Would this revocation include the revocation not only of licenses but of title fishing privileges as well?
Yes, staff recommendation on the bottom of page 3. Revocation of fishing privileges within Commonwealth's tidal waters and revoke all its licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organism for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, a second by Mr. Zetron. Mr. Gautreau, we're going to revoke your license again. We're getting tired of having to revoke your licenses.
You shouldn't have revoked it the first time.
Well, this matter before the commission right now is a guilty plea and a plea agreement that ended up in court on very serious health violations. What you were doing there could jeopardize human health. And according to the investigators, you were servicing up to 70 clients a day with oysters taken from who knows where and shucked in conditions that were not inspected and jeopardizes consumer health. This is a serious matter. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Sergeant Miller.
Yes, sir.
Next one is Mr. Jenkins.
Yes, sir. Mr. Willie Clinton Jenkins, Jr. resides at 2330 Monday Creek Road, Hayes, Virginia, 23072. Time of the summary and charges and disposition. On February 21st, 2014, he was charged with no certificate of inspection to operate an oyster shucking establishment, 12 VAC 5-5-150-20, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. Fine was $500 with $500 suspended. 3 years probation, cost was $25. The second charge for that same date, unlawfully fished without a valid 2014 VMRC commercial fishing registration, 4 VAC 20-610-30, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $500 with $400 suspended, cost $25. Third charge, no 2014 VMRC oyster shucking license, 4 VAC 20-1090-30, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $2,500 with $2,400 of fine suspended, 3 years probation, 12 months in jail suspended, cost $86. On March 19, 2014, he was also charged with the same charges. The first charge, no certificate of inspection to operate an oyster shucking establishment, 12 VAC 5-150-20, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $500 with $500 suspended, 3 years probation, and $25 cost. Second charge, unlawfully commercial fish without a valid 2014 VMRC commercial registration, 4 VAC 20-610-30, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $100, cost $25. Third charge, no valid 2014 VMRC oyster shucking license, 4 VAC 20-1090-30, convicted in Gloucester County General District Court on June 26, 2014. The fine was $2,500 with $2,400 of the fine suspended, 3 years probation, 12 months in jail suspended, cost $86.
Thank you, Sergeant Miller. Here, are the details similar to the previous case, Mr. Gautreau?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these were guilty pleas entered by Mr. Jenkins here pursuant to a plea agreement?
Yes, sir.
Great. The underlying facts are the same as the Gautreau case?
The remaining case.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zetron.
After the March 19th, 2014 conviction, was there a show cause issued to revoke the previous suspended sentences?
I'm not familiar, sir. I can't answer that question.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir, but I'm not aware.
Okay.
This was not my case.
So. Okay.
Just for clarification here, Mr. Willie C. Jenkins does not have a commercial fishing license or a recreational fishing license to be revoked.
Yes,
but 28.2-32 allows the commission to revoke title fishing privileges for up to 2 years. So he may not have a license to revoke, but the code gives us the authority here to revoke all fishing privileges in tidal waters. Any other questions to Sergeant Miller?
Is this giving enough on the record?
Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific. Is Mr. Willie C. Jenkins, Jr. here present? Colonel Rhodes?
Commissioner, I received a phone call from Mr. Jenkins' attorney last week saying that Mr. Jenkins would not be able to attend. He had a doctor's appointment. I informed the Jenkins' attorney that we would notify Mr. Jenkins in writing of any decision rendered by the commission today.
Okay. Thank you very much. Matters before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
And the staff recommendation, let's get it on the record.
The commission revoke all of Mr. Jenkins' fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters and revoke all his licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, marine organism for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Erskine and a second by Mr. Zedron here. I'll note for the record here that the offenses that Mr. Jenkins pleaded guilty to are very serious infractions that jeopardize human health and jeopardize the entire oyster industry, and they are very serious and egregious. We have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Sergeant Miller.